Hello and welcome to World Music Matters with me, Alison Hurd. This week's guest will test how musically eclectic you are because she refuses musical borders and is every bit as comfortable with rap as jazz. Franco-Syrian flute and nai player Naysam Jalal is currently at the helm of two seemingly very different projects. She formed a quartet with piano, double bass and daff for her latest album, Quest of the Invisible. It's a spiritual project that, as she tells us later in the show, was born of a desire to play silence. And then there's this Naysam Jalal, who plays with Palestinian rapper Osloub as part of the band Al Qarin. So we'll begin with the chat, the flow of the flute, and how Jalal and Osloub got together.
Al Akharin means the others. We were looking for a name for that band and we were like searching for what's the common point we have together. Like, you are Palestinian and I'm French, so there is no common point. But the point was,
your parents are from
Syria,
so
exactly.
There is
it's not about Arabic identity, it's about being the other in the society where we're born. Him as a refugee in Lebanon and me as an immigrant in France.
Just tell me a bit more about how you came to work and record with Osloub.
Yes, I met Osloub in 2008 in Beirut. He's born in a refugee camp over there. And we met in the refugee camp. He had the first Palestinian refugees from Lebanon rap band in Lebanon. So we met there and I played with them and we became very friends. And he invited me many times to work with him. And in 2014, Osloub left Lebanon after his friends from the band left Lebanon too to go to Great Britain. They had the refugee status over there. So he came to France and we decided to build a project as really a duo. We wanted to create something together, talking about our stories. Of course, he's telling his story, his own stories, but at the same time he's telling the others' stories because his path is the path of so many. شفتهم كلهم عمال بيدوروا الله اعلم ملعون بثوره عناق طويل مع بلدان مفجره من يوم يومه ما الخلاف وين بغداد ولا المدينه هم افضل ولا نحن افضل صرنا عم نتسال اذا كنا ممكن نضل ول.
Naysam, tell us a bit more about how you work with Osloub. You playing the flute, or the nai, which is a kind of wooden flute that comes from the Middle East. He's doing most of the lyrics, he's doing most of the flowing. But in a way, you're also using your instrument to contribute to the rap.
Of course. I use my flute as a mouth. I'm talking with my flute, so it's spoken notes, you know, not spoken words. So he's writing the lyrics, but I also contribute to the lyrics. And about the composition, we compose together.
It's a real collaboration.
Yeah, it's a real collaboration.
And tell us about the sort of opposition, if there is one, between rap on the one hand, very urban music, and jazz, which can be a more elitist form of music. How do you see those two genres coming together?
Yes, for me, there is no frontier in this world. The frontier, they are here, but I don't think that they have any legitimacy. And it's the same for music. There is no frontier, there is no borders between the rap and the jazz. And that's what I really like when we play together, that I can see in the audience young people and very old people too. People are coming because they are open to different things. They don't care about the borders. If you talk to them, they feel it.
It's a very different musical universe that you seem to be exploring on your latest album, which is called Quest of the Invisible, with Leonardo Montana on piano and Claude Chamichian on double bass.
The quest is about this invisible force that is inside me and inside you and inside everybody, every human being. And it's a more spiritual project, more mystical. I wanted to create a repertoire talking about silence and trance. So it's a lot about silence. For me, silence is the beginning and it's the end. And also it's the meaning. Because if I never stop talking and I just put the words together in the same time and there is no silence, you will not understand nothing. So the silence makes the meaning. And it's the same for the music, of course. The silence is also the emptiness. Emptiness in a world where we are supposed to have plenty of everything. Sometimes I was listening to the Quranic recitation and the guy is singing and it's beautiful. And when he stops, I get mad. It's really here in the silence that I get the more emotion. The silence is so heavy and so intense. It's too hard for me. Like, I'm like, please sing again. You know, so that feeling I felt was so heavy, and it's in my mind for many years. In the way I play, there is always kind of silence. But I really wanted to try to compose a music, a project, which is really about silence and trance and mysticism and spirituality in the music.
Naïssima, are you in any way a practicing Muslim?
No, I'm not religious, but I'm definitely spiritual.
And sometimes we can really hear your breath and sometimes also you vocalize, yes, like you do on the second track, Le Temps. You have a lovely voice, but it's just, again, it's sort of air. Does that qualify as silence or not?
Yes. I think the whole album is a kind of very long silence. Even if you listen to the music, you can hear the space around the music. You can hear the silence around the music. And that's actually very hard to do. And I needed to find musicians that are not afraid to do this, because, you know, when I talk to them, also there is Hamid Drake on the album from Chicago, the great drummer from Chicago. I called him in Chicago. I said, "Hey, Hamid, how are you?" He said, "I'm fine." He said, "You know, I want to do a project and I would like you to be with me." He said, "Yes, what is the project?" I said, "It's about trance." He said, "Yes, okay, nice." But, you know, because everybody does something about trance, it's not a big deal, you know. I said, "Yes, but it's also about silence." He said, "Huh? About silence?" So it could be very frightening. You know, people would say, "Okay, I'm a musician. I'm supposed to feel the silence, not to play silence," you know. Every concert, every time we play this music, it's a big issue. It's really, we don't know if we can do it. Before we begin, people that are waiting, and we take the silence, and people are just feeling like a big suspense, you know, like, what's gonna happen? it's so funny. But no, I think, you know, people, when I play this music, most of the time people, they come after the show and they said to me, "I cried. Really, I cried." Sometimes it's women, sometimes it's men. They come and they say, "I cried." Sometimes they cry again while they are telling me, because they felt so much intensity, you know, so they are crying. And sometimes people, they come and they said, "I feel like it's a healing music," you know. So I think that when you try to be really sincere with what you are feeling and trying to express the deep of your feeling and the deep of your intimacy, you're talking to the intimacy of people. So the message can be received, you know. So that's how I think people, they can feel it so deeply. Because I'm trying to get it from very deep in myself.
That was Nahis Samjalal, and in this week's edition of World Music Matters, she's touring with Quest of the Invisible and Al Harin, and you'll find dates on her Facebook page. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, why not subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts. From me, Alison Heard, bye for now.